We are reading from Talmud Esar Sefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, page 253 in Hebrew, item 18, the words of Dari. You can watch our lesson at Kabda.tv and send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Talmud Esar Sefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, page 253, item 18, the words of Dari. Each and every Bechina has 10 sefirot contained in 5, both in the inner and in the surrounding. The thing is that, in a word, you should know is that it has been clarified that there are 10 sefirot in each and every bechina, in each and every olam, and every partsuf, no more and no less. There are 10 inner orot and 10 surrounding. However, the inner 10 are contained in but 5, corresponding to the 5 bechinot of partsufim that they have, as mentioned elsewhere. These are Arich Anpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. And in themselves, they are called the general Neranchai of each and every particular Olam. Similarly, the Makifim, the surrounding, are the same, meaning 10 contained in 5. Again, item 18. Each and every Bechina has 10 Sefirot contained in 5, both in the inner and in the surrounding. The thing is that, in a word, you should know is that it has been clarified that there are 10 sefirot in each and every bechina, in each and every olam, and every partsuf, no more and no less. There are 10 inner orot and 10 surrounding. However, the inner 10 are contained in but 5, corresponding to the 5 bechinot of partsufim that they have, as mentioned elsewhere. These are Arich Anpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. And in themselves, they are called the general Neranchai of each and every particular Olam. Similarly, the makifim, the surrounding, are the same, meaning 10 contained in 5. Item 40, inner light, explains 10 and they are included in 5. This is very simple, as there are no more than 5 bechinot here, over which come out 5 levels called Kachab, Zeranpin, and Malchut, or 5 Partsufim, Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. However, Bechinat Zeranpin, meaning Bechinat Gimel, has 6 Sfirot, Chagat Nehi, and there is no difference of level among them, for they all have one bechina of aviut, coarseness. For that reason, there are no more than 5 inner orot, and also 5 orot makifim, surrounding. Item 19, the words of Dari. There are 5 inner orot and 5 surrounding orot in 10 sefirot derosh. But there are only 5 inner and 2 surrounding, Yechida and Chaya, from Peh De'ak downward. However, you should know that all the orot, the olamot, and the partsufim, from the Chotem of Adam Kadmon upward, in every partsuf, these bechinot are always complete. They are 5 inner orot, consisting of 10 inner sefirot, and 5 makifim, 5 surroundings, consisting of 10 particular sefirot. Yet, from Peh De'Adam Kadmon down to the end of all the olamot, there are but 5 inner orot and 2 upper makifim, corresponding to Chaya and Yechida. No more, as the or diminished from there onward, thus in Olam HaKudim, which are the orot that stem from Peh De'Adam Kadmon outwardly, there were only five inner orot and two surrounding orot, and not more. Remember this forward. Again, item 19. There are five inner orot and five surrounding orot in ten sefirot de Rosh, but there are only five inner and two surrounding, Yechida and Chaya, from Pe De'ak downward. However, you should know that all the orot, the olamot, and the patsufim, from the chotem of Adam Kadmon upward, in every partsuf, these bechinot are always complete. They are five inner orot, consisting of ten inner sfirot, and five makifim, consisting of ten particular sfirot. Yet, from Per de Adam Kadmon down to the end of all the olamot, there are but five inner orot and two upper makifim, corresponding to Chaya and Yechida. Not more, as the or diminish from there onward, thus, in Olam HaKudim, which are the orot that stem from Pe de Adam Kadmon outwardly, there were only five inner orot and two surrounding orot, and not more. Remember this forward. Item 50, Inner Light, explains from the Chotem of Adam Kadmon upward. Meaning, in the ten sefirot of Rosh Ak, where O Chozer rises from Malchut de Rosh upward, and close the nine upper sefirot, Malchut de Rosh, where Masach de Bechina Dalet stands, is called Peh. And Zeranpin de Rosh, from which begins the Or Yashar de Rosh, is called Chotem. Item 60, Inner Light, explains, but from Pe de Adam Kadmon downward until the end of all the Olamot. Meaning, in the ten sefirot de guf that extend from above downward to hitlapshut in the kelim, clothing in the kelim, there are not more than two makifim elyonim, upper surroundings, being chaya and yechida. The reason for that is the lack of the exterior kelim needed for the orot makifim, the naran. The chitzoniyut of the kelim, the externality of the kelim for the reception of orot makifim emerges by the zivugim daka performed during the hizdakhut, during the purification of the masach, and its ascent to the ma'atzil, emanator. Since there is no zivug daka from bechina aleph upward, there could not be more than two outer kelim, one for yechida and one for chaya. Item 20, the words of the Ari, Ashrik. During the ascent of Keter to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, the manifestation of Yechida disappeared from Malchut. Know that when Keter rose to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, to the same measure and length of time of its ascent, the apparent Bechinat Yechida departed from Malchut, which is the or that extended to her from Keter. Because Keter ascended and departed, he did not intend to shine in her. Hence, she was left with merely the Reshimo. Again, item 20, asterisk. During the ascent of Keter to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, the manifestation of Yechida disappeared from Malchut. Know that when Keter rose to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, to the same measure and length of time of its ascent, the apparent Bechinat Yechida departed from Malchut, which is the or that extended to her from Keter. Because Keter ascended and departed, he did not intend to shine in her. Hence, she was left with merely the Reshimo. Item 70, Inner Light, explains the Bechina of Yechida departed from her. After Bechina Daled was purified and before the coming of the Masach to Zivug, the Bechina Gimel, the Parzuf was then without any Hara, any illumination. That is because the level of Bechina Daled, which is Or Keter, left. And the level of Bechina Gimel hasn't come yet.
That's how we feel between the states, the departure of the lights.
Item 80, Inner Light, explains, however, she was left with only the Reshimot. We should not say that this contradicts what is written above, that Malchut did not leave a Reshima after her. It is because there he speaks precisely of the Reshimot, the Or Yashar, contained in the Masach when it comes to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, over which emerges the Zivug for Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, called Ab. Here, however, he speaks of the Reshima ascribed to Or Malchut, which is Bechinat Or Chozer. Item 21, the words of Dari. When Keter ended his ascent to the Ma'atzil, the manifestation of Yechida to Malchut returned. When Keter concluded his concealment and Malchut concluded her ascent to Siyum the Yesod, the Ma'atzil, the Emanator, returned to shine in her as in the beginning of the Bechinat Yechida in her. It is so because after Keter rose to the Ma'atzil, she too rose in Yesod and was 1 degree closer to the Ma'atzil. Now she received from him what she would previously receive from Keter. However, as long as Keter did not complete his ascent, the Keter interrupted between her and her Ma'atzil. And Keter himself did not shine in her. It is similar in Bechinat Chaya that receives from Keter, and similar also in Chochma, Bina, and so on. Again, item 21, the words of Dari. When Keter ended his ascent to the Ma'atzil, the manifestation of Yechida to Malchut returned. When Keter concluded his concealment and Malchut concluded her ascent to Siyum the Yesod, the Ma'atzil, the Emanator, returned to shine in her as in the beginning of the Bechinat Yechida in her. It is so because after Keter rose to the Ma'atzil, she too rose in Yesod and was 1 degree closer to the Ma'atzil. Now she received from him what she would previously receive from Keter. However, as long as Keter did not complete his ascent, the Keter interrupted between her and her Ma'atzil. And Keter himself did not shine in her. It is similar in Bechinat Chaya that receives from Keter, and similar also in Chochma, Bina, and so on. Item 90, Inner Light, explains, and Malchut concluded her ascent to Siyum Yesod. It has been explained above that Malchut means the Masach in her. The completion of her ascent to Yesod means that Malchut the Rosh too rose to Chotem. And a zivug de haka'a on the level of chokhmah occurred there. This is regarded as the completion of the ascent. Item 100, Inner Light, explains the Ma'atzil returned to shine in her as in the beginning. As he explains, after she rose in Yesod, meaning the Masach purified and received a viewed coarseness, the Bechina Gimel. At that time, the Masach in Pe Derosh also rose to Chotem, being Bechina Gimel Derosh. The Zivug de Haka'a on the level of Chokhmah emerged and extended from there down to the Guf. It turns out that now she is 1 degree closer to the Ma'atzil, closer to the Emanator. It means that she now receives from above, from her corresponding Bechina in the Rosh. This is so because now she receives from the Zivug in the Chotem, and the Ma'atzil illuminates the Bechinat Yechida in her once more, but on the level of Chokhmah, being Bechinat Chaya de Yechida. Finally, this Chaya de Yechida became the Or Makif de Chaya in her. It is written, now she received from him what she would previously receive from Keter. It means that she now receives from Chotem through Keter the Zeranpin, as she received before through her own Keter. Item 200 in her light explains the Keter interrupts between her Ma'atzil and herself. After Bechina Daled purified and Keter began to conceal, as long as there was no Zivug in Bechina Gimel, the concealment of Keter interrupted the He'ara, the illumination in the Patsuf. This is because there is no Zivug from Bechina Daled, and Bechina Gimel still does not shine. Item 22, the words of Dari. During the ascent of Chokhmah to the Ma'atzil, the manifestation of Chaya from Malchut disappeared, and when Chokhmah concluded her ascent, the manifestation of Chaya to Malchut returned. Also, when Chokhmah rose up in her Ma'atzil, the part that came to Malchut from him left her. She was left with Bat de Reshimo, until Chokhmah completed her ascent to her Ma'atzil, and then the Or returned as in the beginning. You can also deduce from that to all the others, for there are many divisions. It is so because when Chokhmah began to ascend in Keter, her He'ara, her illumination, departed from everything below her. When she rose to Keter, it returned as in the beginning. When it returned to ascend in the Ma'atzil a second time, the Or left a second time. And when the ascent was over, the Or regained its strength. The reader will understand the other divisions similarly regarding the Makifim de Zon, the surrounding de Zon, that take during their ascent and departure upward. Item 22, the words of the Ari again. During the ascent of Chokhmah to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, the manifestation of Chaya from Malchut disappeared. And when Chokhmah concluded her ascent, the manifestation of Chaya to Malchut returned. Also, when Chokhmah rose up in her Ma'atzil, the part that came to Malchut from him left her. She was left with Bat de Reshimo until Chokhmah completed her ascent to her Ma'atzil. And then the Or returned as in the beginning. You can also deduce from that to all the rest, all the others, for there are many divisions. It is so because when Chokhmah began to ascend in Keter, her He'ara, her illumination, departed from everything below her. When she rose to Keter, it returned as in the beginning. When it returned to ascend in the Ma'atzil a second time, the Or left a second time, and when the ascent was over, the Or regained its strength. The reader will understand the other divisions similarly regarding the Makifim, the surroundings, the zone that take during their ascent and their departure upward. Item 300, Inner Light, explains when Chokhmah began to ascend to Keter. When Keter began to ascend to the Ma'atzil, all the ten sephirot in the level were drawn and rose after him. Each and every one began to ascend to the Bechina above her. And when Keter completed his ascent, meaning the Zivug in Bechina Gimel came, they all completed their ascent. Chochmah came to Keter, Bina to Chochmah, etc.
Let's go to Istaklut Pnimit. It will be clearer. There are more details and explanation. Tell me, please. I don't know so well in Hebrew. Lecheter? Is this how you pronounce for the Keter? Okay, it's the first time I hear it. Rabash didn't have it. I only ask, does it include names? If it's Lekoin, do I say Lekoin? No, why?
I will say yes, even more so. In the radio, there is a reader who's called Karmit, and everyone says Karmit. If the letters Beged Kefet come after a letter, then they do not receive the Gesh, even if it is a name.
No, another expert? Hit the expert.
Although in the radio, the narrator's readers say this way, it's not a must. My father, he was an expert in Hebrew, and he disregarded that rule because it changes the language into something very weird.
I never heard it. At Rabash, everyone used to read. Also, people, religious, secular people, who meaning people who are with high school and university and without it, just people who came from yeshiva. Keter, Chochmah, those names, those proper names, remained without the emphasis on the first letter. Okay.
Throughout history, it was from the beginning of the moving of return to Israel, they started putting emphasis in saying Gnach and grammar. Kabbalists who were students of the Baal Shem Tov really resisted, and they were very anti to all this. So I didn't understand why they follow grammar and well, they graduated school and I did not, but it seems very weird to me. So let's read the way it was with Rabash. Keter is Keter, period. Can I ask about
the
text?
Can I ask about the text?
Or are we in a Hebrew listen? Can I ask about what we just read?
Yes.
He wrote in item 6, the inner light, item 19, he said that there are only five inner and two surroundings, Yechida and Chaya, from Peh De'ak downward in Akudim, there are only two surroundings. And he explains it in the end of item 6, the inner light. And since the Zivug Daka is only in Bchina Aleph and above, therefore no more than two external Kelim could emerge, one for Yechida and one for Chaya. So I don't understand his explanation. Why are there only two Makifim in Akudim?
The simplest explanation, let's say, that everyone understands, is that there's no more than Chaya and Yechida. The Zivug Daka on Chaya and Yechida, this is the true Zivug, true coupling. On the lights of Neshama Ruach Nefesh, there is no real Zivug Daka because they can't receive in order to bestow there. That's why we only have five inner and two surrounding. Let's continue.
Istaklut Pnimit, Part 4, Sfirot of Akudim, contains six chapters. Explain six topics. One, the topic of Zivug Daka and Bitush. Two, the topic of Or Chozer. Three, topic of the Reshimot. Four, the topic of Kelim. Five, the topic of the Masach. Six, the topic of Or Yashar.
As we said, these are cardinal matters, and with Rabash, Istaklut Pnimit of part 4 was considered a very important part of this.
Adding one. All of Dari's words here are elementary, as the entire plinth of the wisdom are built on them. There is not a single matter in all the Olamot Abiyah that will not have in the general and the particular the results of all the matters that are brought here in the 10 Sefirot de Akudim. Moreover, any slight change and tiny innovation here ramifies in the Patsufim of Abiyah into numerous profound matters. It is known that all the forces and the innovated forms in the Elyonim must be in every Tachton, every low one, not a single item missing. This is the conduct all throughout the concatenation of the Partsufim and Olamot to the Sof of Asiya. It is even more so here, where we are still concerned with the first Kav that extends from Ein Sof to the place of the Tzimtzum, restriction, being the first Partsuf, the Adam Kadmon. Hence, every single word here is a precious gem that must be understood in its entire vastness and true meaning. It must be memorized and remembered throughout the entire wisdom. Thus, here I have come to arrange the topic headings brought in this part in a useful order for the memory, distinguish each issue of the primary discernments that the Ari brings here, and define each matter as much as possible. The purpose is that the reader will be able to beware of taking an issue out of its true context, as a slight error in these places will altogether cease the understanding throughout the rest of the wisdom. Chapter 1.
It's a strong definition.
Five kinds of Zivugim Daka and Bitush. 2. There are five kinds of Zivug Daka and Bitush that we find here in the words of the Ari in Itpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Ak, which are 1. Istaklut Aleph, which is Zivug Daka, the Or Elyon, upper light in the Masach, in Kli Malchut, for Bechinat Kelim de Rosh.
Whatever is not clear, you can ask, as usual.
2. Hakain Bitush, the Or Pnimi and Or Makif, on each other, as they exit Pe de Ak, which the Ari introduces here. 3. Istaklut Bet, which is Zivug Dehaka'a, the Or Elyon, upper light in the Masach in Kli Malchut, to make Kelim for the Guf. 4. Haka'a and Bitush of the Reshima and the descending Or Chozer on each other. 5. Bitush the Or Malchut with the descending Or Chozer.
These are the five zivugim of Aka, the coupling of striking, five beatings. Clear, we went over it.
2, 3, 4, and 5 seem the same, actually.
Number 2, he says, there are five kinds of zivug. He counts them. Istaklut Aleph, that is clear, which is zivug de'aka'a of the upper light in the screen in Kli Malchut, in Pe'avosh, for the Kelim of the Osh. This is from below up, that's how the Rosh is built. Clear? 2. Aka and Bitush, striking and beating of Opnimi and Or Makif, the inner surrounding light, outside of Pe of Ak. Meaning there's already striking and beatings between the inner light and upper and surrounding light below the Pe. is the command of Pe'ovak. Number three called Histaklut Bet, which is Zivug the Aka of the upper light in the screen in the Kli of Malchut to make the vessels for the Guf. What are vessels of Guf? When is Histaklut Bet? When they come out. Four, Aka and Bitush, striking and beating from the descending reflected light. When these degrees rise, you have the descending reflected light that hits the Reshimo that is was left in the vessel below it, and then there's another Betisha, another beating. And five, Bitush the O Malchut, the beating of the light of Malchut with the descending reflected light. This, in general, the descending reflected light. Let's put it this way: in all the degrees, the descending reflected light hits the Reshimo, but in Malchut, what's happening in Malchut? Malchut does not leave Reshimo. That's why the reflected light is hitting the light of Malchut that was left there and remained in Malchut. The descending reflected light hits the light that remained in Malchut. We'll see it. Okay, next.
Item 3, the words of Darin. The first Zivug Daka creates only the Shorashim, the roots of the Kelim. The second, the Kli and the O are mixed. The third creates complete Kelim. The Shoresh, the root of everything, is the Zivug called Histaklut Aleph. All the Or in the Parzuf extends from it.
What takes place in Pe'ovosh?
And its issue has been thoroughly explained in the words of Dari. However, it is sufficient only to produce the roots, the Shoroshim for the Kelim, called potential Hitlapshut, potential clothing, not actual, because here the Or Chozer, reflected light, closes from below upward.
The Sfirot of the Rosh?
Meaning it is resistant to the Hitlapshut, to the clothing in the Avyut, coarseness of the Kli. Hence the name of the 10 Sefirot in the Rosh, Ein Sof, or Keter.
Because there is no restriction, only clothing, Hitlapshut.
Moreover, even afterwards, when the 10 Sefirot from Malchut the Rosh expand down into the Guf through Tabur, they are still not distinguished as Kelim in and of themselves. Rather, it is as though the Or and the Kelim are mixed together. As the Ari wrote here, the manifestation of the Havaya of the Kelim begins primarily in Histaklut Bet, operated on the Masach in Kli Malchut, during the Hizdakhut, during the purification, meaning the four levels emerging in the degrees of its purification.
From Tabur to Pe. Clear? This has to be clear to everyone. Okay, next. No, don't be smart. Whatever we read.
Why the Hizdakhut purification is called Zivug Daka, or a second Zivug Daka?
No, in the Hizdakhut, the purification of the screen from Tabor to Pe, we have couplings and striking, Zivugin Daka. That's what he's talking about. And it happens on the way of the purification of the screen.
Item 4. The third Zivug Daka is performed by the Or Makif, surrounding light, and Or Pnimi, inner light. The Or Makif purifies the Masach and the Or Elyon, upper light, mates in Aka'a on the Masach in the degrees of its Hizdakhut, purification, generating four levels, Chubtum. This matter of Hizdakhut, purification, is done by the Haka'a, by the striking of O Pnimi and O Makif on each other, as the Ari wrote here. It explains there that the O Makif purifies the Avyut, the coarseness in the Masach, until it becomes Azach, as pure as the Masach in Malchut the Rosh. Indeed, this purification is performed instantaneously and at once, as the Ari says. However, the Or Elyon, the upper light, does not stop shining even for a minute. Thus, the Or Elyon mates with it in the four levels that the Masach passes through its purification. It generates four levels of ten Sefirot there, Chokhmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Adam 5. The completion of the manifestation of the Kelim is only through his Taklut Bet. The difference between the three kinds of Zivug Daka has been explained. His Taklut Aleph, though it is the root and the origin of all the Orot and the Kelim in the Partsuf, still has no ability to actually manifest. The entire manifestation is only through Histaklut Bet, performed during the graduations of the purification of the Masach. This matter of Hizdakhut purification is performed through Haka'a and beating of Or Pnimi and Or Makif on each other.
Wow.
In Adam 4, he says that the purification was instantaneously, but still it had 4 degrees, so I did not understand.
The light departed. Already in Tabor, when there was the beating, the bitush, the light disappeared. But along the way of purification came new light, new degrees. But light that used to fill the vessel, in Teamim, that light departed immediately.
Meaning there's a point where there's no more Teamim?
Yes, and
because he emphasizes that there's an instantaneous purification, but with degrees.
Yes.
So what is happening in between?
Additional couplings of striking happen as the screen purifies. What? To explain to you what happens when the light departs and there's no this and no that, and in the middle there's a room for the klipot. I'm not going to go there. Ask about what's written. Next.
Adam 6. The last two zivugim da'aka are for the following partsuf. All these three kinds of beatings are the purpose of the partsuf itself. Though the haka'ah, the striking and the bitush of the reshima with the or chozer on each other, is for the kelim of the following partsuf. Similarly, the haka'ah, the striking of the or malchut on the reshima, is for the purpose of kli malchut of the following partsuf. Thus, it's been clarified how the first three kinds of haka'ot are for the needs of the partsuf itself, and the last two beatings are for the needs of the following partsuf.
For the birth of the following partsuf. Okay? So we have a coupling, striking Zivug Deaka in the Osh, in Tabu, on the way out, until it comes back to the Pev Osh. So we have the process for the sake of the Pertsuf itself, and then for the next Pertsuf. What's up with you, Saba?
I'm trying to understand if I understood any of it. The entrance of the light to the guf and the bitush, the striking, in order to expel the light, this is an action that repeats, first of all, in Masach Derosh. Because only the light that enters the guf, it's only after the Masach purifies.
I'm not following you. If you want to write a book, write a book. Ask a question, please.
I'm trying to understand what enables the Masach to bring the light down into the goof. Which process is it going through?
The Zivug in Per Vosh includes two actions. One action is pushing the light back, doesn't want to receive, and then he makes a calculation how much he can receive in order to bestow. There's a whole screen, complete, full, and a screen that is checking, calculating how much he can receive in order to bestow. It's the coarseness of youth that is tied to the screen, the masach. So after he's doing the calculation, he receives inside this screen the light that becomes the inner light.
My question is exactly about what you said. The masach has to reach a certain purification in order to allow the light to enter the goof, doesn't it?
That takes place at Peravosh.
So this is an action that is made in potential and then in practice into the goof.
Yes. Yes, Aaron.
Which kind of a masach is there in Akudim? Is there a masach there at all?
Akudim means that the light is akud, is bound in the light of Malchut. Of course, there's a screen, there's a restriction screen and reflected light. It's still Malchut that is not mixed with Bina. It has a force of rejection, and that's how resistance, and that's how it's doing it. That's why it's called akudim, bound.
No, akudim. When I imagine akudim, in my imagination, it is tied together. There are strikings, beatings. They ascend and descend.
This, I don't know. It's your feeling.
But you say akud, that they're tied together.
That it belongs to Malchut only. Malchut with a restriction screen and reflected light is doing all the actions without any connection with the Bina.
Can you explain the third zivug he mentions here? The first is the Ta'amim and then Nekudot, and he says that there are also levels that emerge on the zivug of Bitush Pnimet Makif.
That's the degrees that emerge from the reflected light that descends and hits the Rishimo. In each and every level, it happens that the reflected light descends to the Rishimo from a higher degree to a lower degree, and then there is betishot between the beatings, and then from that the vessels are born, the otiyot. Letters.
That is the second zivug, the second type of zivug he mentions. He counts here three kinds of zivugim, couplings.
First, that's called Histaklut Aleph. The zivug daka of this and that in the, when it comes out of Peh. Gimel Histaklut Bet, which is zivug daka of upper light in the screen of Kli of Malchut, which is to make vessels for the body, for the guf. And four, Aka'a and Bitush, striking and beating of the Rishima and the descending reflected light. And five, the beating of Bitush, of light of Malchut, with the descending reflected light.
I'm reading item five. He writes below, and the matter of this is the quote is performed through a kind beating of Opnimi and Or Makif on each other, as if there are more levels being born from the Opnimi and the surrounding light and the encounter between them. And in item 5, this matter of his dekhut is performed through a kind beating on Opnimi and Omakif, because Histaklut Aleph, though it is the shoresh and the origin of all the rot and the kelim of the partsuf, still has no ability to actually manifest. The entire manifestation is only through Histaklut Bet, performed during the gradation
of the purification of the screen. This matter of Hizdakhut is performed through a kind beating of Opnimin or Makif.
So this is the level of Nekudot?
Which third?
He says there are three types of Zivug Daka, Hizdakhut Aleph, which is the Shoresh. And he says that there is no actual manifestation in the entire, it's only in Hizdakhut Bet, and this is the level of Ta'amim, and Hizdakhut Gimel is the level of Nekudot?
No. Hizdakhut Bet, that happens the degrees of the purification of the screen from Peh and Tabu.
So this is Nekudot. So what is Gimel, the third?
And this Hapur through the beating and striking of Opnimin or Makif. That's in two. These three kinds of beatings, that's on the way of its purification. So we have in Ovosh, in Tabu, and in the degrees of departure, and then you also have in Malchut. These are the beatings that you have. Where are we? Oh, that's it. We go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
מתם בחיים את האמת למצוא איך אנחנו כחולמים והלב שלך נמצא לקצה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך אם העולם שלך נמצא בשקיעה ורוח על פניך מלטפת מגיעה אבל הראש שלך בעולם אחר רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך עולה, עולה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה תשיג אותה בחיים וחכה בשבילך